ABC News senior legal correspondent and analyst Sonny Hostin is back on the phone. Here we go again, Sonny. Good morning.
I know. Good morning. Good morning. I know. I just got back from Dallas yesterday, late in the evening, and it's just something, Tom, that we seem to be talking about over and over and over again.
And great job, by the way, in your commentary and your observations from Dallas.
Thank you.
Yesterday.
Thank you.
Okay, the last few times you've been on the air, we've been talking about the Baltimore police and not getting a conviction. What's your opinion now of the shootings that we've had at the hands of the police and now getting convictions, and swiftly?
Well, you know, I think that because of the video evidence in both of these cases, things may change. I mean, if you look at the stats from 2005 to 2014, only 47 officers were criminally charged in fatal police shootings. 15 of those cases involved video evidence. In 2015, 18 officers were charged, 10 videos were present. And then in this year, we've already had 7 officers charged. 5 of those cases have video evidence. And so video evidence has been the change that I think we've needed for quite some time in terms of having police officers being held accountable. And
we didn't have video evidence for Baltimore?
We did not have video evidence for Baltimore. And I think that made a significant difference. We didn't have video evidence of necessarily the takedown. We didn't have video evidence of what happened inside the van. And unfortunately, juries, I used to call it the CSI effect. Now I think it's the cell phone effect. People want to see what happened with their own eyes. And because we have that type of video evidence in these two cases, in Minnesota and Baton Rouge, I really think it can make a difference.
Do you think it'll be swiftly that we get some judgment on these officers?
I don't think it will be swiftly. But remember, in Baltimore, I thought it was too swift.
I think that's what
the problem was in Baltimore. I think those cases were brought too swiftly without enough investigation. And so
things are so hot right now, and people saying no justice, no peace, and Black Lives Matter, and they want something done, and they want something done not a year from now or 2 years from now. Every day we turn on the news and see another incident after another incident because people are just frustrated.
People are frustrated. People are tired. And I am too. But again, sometimes justice takes a bit of time. Sometimes investigations take a bit of time. I'd rather a longer investigation with a just result than a quick investigation and an unjust result, which is what I think we're seeing in Baltimore.
I'm in Atlanta. And there was a case last week of a Black man hung in Piedmont Park.
Mm-hmm.
And the tension here, there protest. There was a protest last night. I saw SWAT teams. I saw all kinds of stuff. It is very tense here in Atlanta. People want some justice.
Well, you know, I think that the African-American community deserves justice. I think when you look at the stats that Black men are 2.5 times more likely to be shot by a police officer than their white counterparts. There's something really, really wrong with that statistic, that cops are more likely to shoot a Black suspect quicker than they will a white suspect. That's a real problem, and we need to see change. We need to see change not through violence. We need to see change through talks about, you know, being more tolerant. We need to have police reform. We need to have training. And I think, you know, we're getting there. We're certainly not there. We got a long way to go. But the White House Task Force on 21st Century Policing has put in some really important changes that hopefully will go into effect in January of 2017. So I think that we are on the path of trying to get something happen. But I think you're right, Tom. It's just been too long, too hard. And I think everyone's frustration is warranted at this point.
Is there anything that can be done to make those steps that are going to go into play in January? Is there any effort or is there a way for that to start even sooner to get started? Because we are at such a crucial and a high boiling point.
No, I think that it's going to start. I think people need to vote in November.
Yeah, that's what I
think that people need to vote for their interest when they're looking down the ticket for the Senate and for the Congress, because there are those people that don't have the African-American community's interests at heart. And so when you go into the voting booth in November, you need to do your research and make sure that the people that you're electing have these communities front of mind and can implement some of these changes.
Can you repeat just for people yesterday when you were on This Week and you were talking about the talk and having the conversation with your son?
Mm-hmm.
Can you repeat for people who may not have heard, and you were making the comparison about your being a proactive parent and teaching your children?
Sure. Sure. I mean, you know, what I've been told so many times from viewers and from some of my white friends is that everyone needs to have the talk with their children, not just black parents, but white parents as well, that if black parents only told their children to be more respectful of the police, then, you know, you wouldn't see the problems that you see in the community. And what I often say to that is, you know, our children are at risk in different ways. And so I am a risk-averse parent. So when you tell me that the leading cause of death for kids under five is drowning, I teach my daughter how to swim. Now you tell me that my black son is at a chance of a 2.5 times rate of being shot by a police officer than his white male friends, then I need to teach him how to swim in that environment. I need to have a talk with him to teach him how to survive a police encounter. That is not the same talk that white parents have to have with their children.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say to Rudy Giuliani and what he had to say about this very subject?
You know, I am floored that Rudy Giuliani would try to give advice to black parents. I am floored that Rudy Giuliani would say that all we need to do is teach our children to be respectful to police, because we have taught our children to be respectful to authority figures for decades. And that is just a fact. We've had those talks with our children for decades. And what we need to be teaching, I think, our police officers, the ones that don't understand our communities, is that they need to have better judgment. They need to learn how to de-escalate. They need to learn how to deal with our children. And so Rudy Giuliani has no place telling me how to raise my son.
Mm-hmm. All right. On the case, Sonny.
Great job as always, Sonny Hostin.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We'll talk again.